This is an NITV radio podcast. For the full program, visit sbs.com.au/NITV radio.
Mick Harding is my name. I'm a Dagong Wurrung man, or commonly known as Tanarong people, part of the five language groups of the Kulin.
Obviously, you've made history, the first traditional owner to become the first Aboriginal person in history to address the Victorian Cabinet. Do you want to talk about how that happened and what happened?
So how that happened was that we've got this thing called the Treaty Interim Working Group. We've just recently split into three subcommittees of that group, one for legislation, one for a bridging entity, and one for the Community Assembly, which is the next lot of work we've got to do. I'm one of the co-chairs of the Treaty Interim Working Group, and being on the legislation, and this being about a proposal that was going to Cabinet, I put my hand up for it, I was left standing at the front of the line and everyone took a back step, I don't know. But anyway, I happened to do it. It could have been any one of us that got up and did it. That's how it came to be, that came to us as the group. There was this option given to us on the table around the whole idea of doing this in a partnership. And so we were invited to participate in it in relation to the legislative proposal. The things I just outlined there are some of the things that are in the proposal, the legislative proposal. This is one of three hurdles that we have to get across, the final one being a draft piece of legislation. It's not the legislation that actually sets out the treaty itself or treaties. It sets out a rep body. It sets out what a rep body is, what a fund is. It sets out what a treaty commission is. And it sets out the roles of all those different things and what their purpose is. So that's what this next lot of work's about.
Can you talk about the consultation process and obviously community involvement to get to this point?
So over the last 18 months, I think that we've had, I couldn't tell you off the top of my head how many times we've met with people. I think maybe somewhere between 15 to 20 times we've met with people, in Melbourne or into the regions, and we've gone there with particular information to not just to share with them, but for them to give us their opinions on things. We've had the last series we had questionnaire, in which we walked through the questionnaire with the groups, either here in Melbourne or in the regions. Then we gathered an amount of information, report that back to the forums, and then we have a next step forward. So where we are now is the next lot of work that needs to be done to finish off, in this instance, the recent questionnaire we had in the six regional forums, is we're going to create a community assembly. So it's an assembly of somewhere between 30 to 50 of our people across the complete demographic of who we are as Aboriginal Victorians, and then we'll invite them to participate in this community assembly where they'll look at these questions and dive deep down into these questions with someone facilitate these workshops and extract that information and help us with a way forward with the representative body, what will be the representative body.
Yeah. Can you talk a bit more about your partnership with the Victorian State Government and the Minister for Indigenous Affairs? I mean, you're going through negotiations for this process with the Victorian State Government. Yeah. What kind of support are you getting from them?
So they've said all along, tell us what you want. So in the beginning, what is self-determination? And so everyone loudly said, we want a treaty. And so they've continued to say that they would put money behind it. They would support the working group to do its work. They would come and talk to us from time to time. The minister comes and talks to us from time to time and finds out where we're up to in the whole process. We've had a premier's gathering last year, and we'll have another one this year. Yeah, so that's and in fact, being the first Aboriginal person going to Cabinet is probably a proof of making a commitment to us, not them going with a Cabinet proposal for a piece of legislation that would normally have no one else in the room bar the rest of the cabinet. So there's a proof that they want to improve the relationship. And in fact, the legislative committee, the subcommittee, it's doing things that's not been done before from what we understand. You know, we're actually participating in the process as a small subcommittee of the working group to create this piece of legislation.
Really interesting for our audience out there for you to talk about some of the things that your community would like to see as part of this, what the outcome of a treaty, what are you asking for?
Oh, look, I wouldn't even begin to suggest whatever everyone else wants. I want some sense of what does equity mean? What does an equal playing field mean? What does us being in control of our business mean? What does closing the gap mean? What does, after a treaty, what changes when you walk down the street? You know, what are the differences, you know? And I know there won't be things that happen straight away, but if there's fundamental change, I said this in the interview just before, I said it yesterday, I said it in the Cabinet, I said that whilst I go to statement in language, firstly acknowledging the right people and saying hello to them, then I made a statement about, you know, this is an agreement we need to do and it's a reciprocal one. You know, not just an agreement that... because there's always a power imperative, and if there's the intention is to create more power to us to be in control of our futures, our children's futures and their children's and stuff like that, I don't know whether that means closing the gap. I mean, it may. It may close the gap if it helps people understand their identity better. You know, language is a great vehicle. That was one of the reasons why I did what I did for, because I think it, you know, if it changes things like languages other than English aren't French, German, Indonesian, whatever other foreign language, but in fact they become all the local Aboriginal languages in whatever those local areas are, and they're taught in schools, that's the beginning of fundamental change, and that's what I hope that this does. It needs to be power that translates itself right out to the ground, to the grassroots. So empowering people to be in control of their own lives, and there's more possibilities for people. You know, there's just like there's no one way to get an education these days. You know, there's all other possibilities. But I think one of the major keys in all this is people feeling much stronger in their identity, and us having our own mechanisms to make sure that happens, that fewer people slip through the mesh and we can have ways in which to help people to help themselves.
And you're listening to NITV Radio. I'm Kirsten Lindsay and I'm speaking with Dagung Wurrung traditional owner Mick Harding. Now, Mr. Harding's become the first Aboriginal man to address the Victorian Cabinet on the process of the legislative component of a treaty between the First Peoples and Victorian State Government.
I'd love it if you could read this statement out in language. Before that, can you talk about, after obviously witnessing the response from the Prime Minister and opposition regarding the Makarrata and an enshrined Indigenous voice in Parliament, do you want to talk about your response to that and what you'd hope to see federally?
Yeah. Look, I think that listening to Q&A the other night, what I heard the opposition say is they're ready to go. What I heard the Prime Minister say was, oh, let's take our time here, let's make sure we get this right. I think to hold both of them to account is to create a roadmap and a timeline with that roadmap that has clear outcomes and clear timelines so that we can see that things are happening. It gives the... I don't know whether that might give the Referendum Council some comfort in the work that they still have to do. So hope, four-letter word, hope. That's the one I keep using. There's plenty of others.
All right.
Yuangalin, Manamganyan, Budambunjering, which means in my language, in Dagungwarang or Tanarong language, that Aboriginal Victorians and the government need an agreement together that is reciprocal. And what I mean by reciprocal is there is responsibility both sides of the equation and some equality.
What does it mean to be the first Aboriginal person in history to address the Victorian Cabinet. But I guess as a response to that, when you look at the history of Victoria and the communities and the people who walked before all of us and your families, yeah. It is a big thing because yeah. so many people have tried for so many years and really yeah. fought and resisted against towards making change.
There were so many people, both men and women from our community, over the 180 or 200 odd years that Victoria has been in existence, that have said things and done things to stand up for our rights. Talk about the unsung heroes here too, the mums and dads and uncles and aunties and grandparents that did things to look after their own families and stuff like that. So I mean it all the way to there. I think that hopefully I got the opportunity to say something to Cabinet. Hopefully this leads to them opening up the doors again for someone to talk to Cabinet from our community for whatever reasons that might be. Or, in fact, does it actually open it up to have a constant dialogue with Cabinet? I don't know. I mean, I'm just talking about what possibilities might be. In this instance, there's quite a specific purpose to it. If you imagine change, you imagine all sorts of possibilities. I stand on the shoulders of giants, really, our ancestors. We call them Liwik. And so, I feel a bit privileged to be able to have that opportunity. And I'm hoping that what I did and what I said is actually makes them proud as much as makes other people proud.
This was an NITV radio podcast. For more, visit sbs.com.au/NITV radio or download the SBS radio app.